Money. When you go to a store, you give money for the things which you get. The money is a payment to the store for the things. Sometimes the payment is made when the things are got, but sometimes the store give you credit, and the things may be taken before any payment is made. The store put down on paper the amount of your debt, and after some time, a request for the payment is sent to you. When the store gets the money, a receipt is given to you. This is a bit of paper with your name on it and the name of the store and the amount of your debt and the day on which the payment was made. Businessmen keep their receipt safe. A loss of a receipt may be as bad as the loss of money. Money may be of silver or gold or some other metal, or it may be of paper. Metal money is commonly round and flat, but not all bits of metal which have this form are money. A stamp is put on all money from which you may see the value of it. The size of some bits is not as great as the size of other bits. Great bits of any metal will get more things at the store than small bits. But if you have a bit of silver and a bit of gold, the gold will get more than the silver, even if it is not as good as the silver. Because the value of silver is not as great as the value of gold. Gold has more value than silver, and paper has less value than silver. But though gold has the most value, and the paper has the least value, paper money may have more value than gold money. A poor man is a man who has no money or very little, but a man who has no money with him may not be poor. He may have a great amount of it in his house or in another safe place. My mother keeps some of her money in a drawer, which has a lock. Before she goes to the store, she gets the drawer open and takes some out. When the drawer is shut again, she gives the key a turn from left to right in the lock and takes it out. The drawer is more safe than her bag, but it is not very safe, because some person may get the lock broken while she's out. And if this is done, the money will be gone when she comes in again. Men and women get money for work. They go to a store with it and get shoes and coats and butter and bread. The owner of the store gives money to the men who make these things, and these men give it to the men and women who do work for them, and they take it to the store again. Money which is kept in one place and does not go from one person to another does not do the work of money.